Don't you ever again stop your worship to sing a song. Don't you ever again stop your worship to sing a song. Come on, come on, come on. I need you to lift up your voice right now. What's created just to give you all glory? Yes. What's created just to worship and adore thee? You are the Son of Living God, Savior of the world, and I was created just to give you all glory.
Welcome, family, to the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. in Jesus' name. Man up. I am taking responsibility. I am walking in my purpose with God. I am holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed. Now is my time. Going to regain my birthrights. No longer operating with a double mind. I am courage. I am confidence. I am hope. I am faith. I am belief. And I am trusting God as the source of my everything. Welcome to Man Up the Movement with Pastor E and friends.
No, with Apostle Marvin and the family. Good evening, man of God. The show is yours.
Good evening. How's everyone this evening? It is great to be on in the month of April, a brand new season, a brand new time in the Lord. Amen. And I'm just so honored again to be on with everyone. And I don't take it lightly, amen, that I'm with everyone and that I'm being able to minister to the men and the women of God that have joined this call each and every month. I do appreciate you, each and every one of you. I appreciate Pastor E and just the opportunity to allow me to be able to be on with each and every one of you. God, we thank you today. God, we give you glory. We give you honor, God. We lift up your name today, God. We just thank you right now. We glorify you right now. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you praise, God. You are awesome today, God. You are awesome yesterday, and you will be awesome tomorrow. God, you are our God. You are our salvation. You are our trust, my God. You are my shield, my buckler. You're my high tower, my strong tower, my defense, my buckler. You are my everything, God, because you have proven yourself over and over and over and over again. Ah, Jesus, you have proven, this is for someone, you have proven yourself, God, over and in our life, God, through deliverances, through healings, through a massive financial breakthroughs, God, through our business, God. You have proven yourself over and over and over again, Father. And God, we thank you, we praise you on today, God, because, again, you have proven yourself. You have proven yourself today, God, and we thank you and we praise you today over and over and over again. That's just in my spirit now, y'all. Over and over and over again has God proved himself. Over and over and over again has God always stepped in. Over and over and over again has God always taken care of you. Over and over and over again has God healed you, touched your children, touched your finances, made a way for your home, made a way for that car, just made a way for that pregnancy. God made a way over and over and over again in your life. And I hear God saying, don't forget what I've done over and over and over again for you. Don't remember the promises. Don't forget the promises that I made to you at the beginning of this year. I hear God saying, don't forget what I spoke in your spirit in the month of January when you were fasting, the promises that I said to you at the end of December while you begin to prepare to be in my presence. I hear God saying, do not forget and remember the promises of what I spoke into your life. Don't allow the situations, don't allow the frustrations, don't allow the enemy, don't allow people to distract you and stop you. Oh, God. From remembering what God has said to you, about you, for you, and is going to do in you, through you. Oh, my God. So God, we thank you today for what you're doing. We thank you for the movement that you're doing. We thank you for doing it over and over and over again, God. We thank you, God, that you've taken care of us, that you've loved us, God. We thank you, God, that we did, when we didn't have a friend, you were there. And when everybody hated us, but you were still there. God, I thank you that when everybody talked about us, but you were still there. God, when everybody made fun of us, God, but you were still, oh, God, you are still there. And so, God, we thank you for today. We praise you for this day, God, today. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen, amen, amen. I believe that God is going to speak some things to some people today. It's just ringing in my spirit when he says over and over and over again. When God says to remember everything that I've done over and over and over again. Well, when God says, remember the promises that I made, remember it over and over and over again. The things that God spoke about your family, remember it over and over and over again. I hear God saying that you have to remember the promises that I made to you. See, we're in a season now where the enemy's coming full force, steal and destroy everybody on this call. And this is not my message. This is just in my spirit to share. But God is saying that even through your warfare, even through your trials, through your tribulations, through the things that you're going through, men, through the things that you're going through, ladies, I hear God saying, remember what I said to you. Remember the promises that I said. Remember what I've done over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. My God. And see, God is saying, don't forget. Don't forget. Remember. Don't forget. Don't allow your situations Don't allow your situations to give you amnesia. Don't allow your situations to give you amnesia. Don't allow your burdens to give you amnesia. Don't allow your difficulties to give you amnesia. Oh, God, I'm going to have to preach that one day. Don't allow the trials and tribulations of your life to give you amnesia of what God has already said. Amnesia means that you forget. Oh, Jesus. And so don't allow the situations, don't allow the enemy, but definitely don't allow give you amnesia. People will talk about you. People will talk on you. People will talk you out of what God has said about you, for you, in you, through you, on what God's going to do. Amen. So over. Don't get amnesia. These are just the words I hear God saying over and over and over again. Don't get amnesia. Don't forget. Remember what I spoke to you at the beginning of the year. Remember what I spoke to you at the end of December. Remember what I spoke to you in the fast that you were in. Remember what I promised you in the middle of the warfare. Remember what I promised you in the middle of the fight. Remember that thing, y'all. You better remember that. That's what I hear God saying. You better remember. You better remember. You better remember. Let's go to Galatians chapter 5. Amen. Galatians chapter 5, and I'm going to start in verse 7. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 7. Amen. It says, you were running the race well. Who has interfered and prevented you from obeying? Suasion is not from him who called you. Ah, God. And it says, a little leaven, a slight inclination to error, or a few false teachers leavens the whole batch. It perverts the concept of faith and misleads the church. I want to read that definition of the leaven. It perverts the concept of faith and misleads the church. In verse 10, I have confidence in you in the Lord that you will adopt no other view contrary to what I've spoken, but the one who is disturbing you, whoever he is, will have to bear the penalty. Oh, God, Jesus, glory to you. See, we've been focused so much on the enemy, on God. But God is saying right here, he says, I have confidence in you in the Lord that you will adopt no other view, but the one who is disturbing you, whoever it is, will have to bear the penalty. Oh, God. So you see that one that is disturbing you, that one that is frustrating you, that person that is trying to stop you from doing what God has called you to do, the Lord is saying that the one who is disturbing you, whoever it is, whoever means I don't care who it is, whoever means I don't care if it's man, woman, bishop, apostle, prophet, prophetess, it doesn't matter who it is, whoever it is, God is saying that they will have to bear the penalty. Oh, Jesus. That's why I hear God saying that you got to watch who you put your mouth on. You got to watch who you talk about. You got to watch the people of God who you curse about, who you lie on, who you gossip on, who you spread deceit about. I hear God saying that you, oh, my God. I hear him saying that we move on. Let's move on. That is so awesome. See, we don't have to get into the place where we have to defend ourselves. We don't have to get to the place where we have to go in and fight for ourselves. God says that whomever it is, that they will bear the penalty for going against you. But it says, but as for me, verse 11, but as for me, brothers, for I am still preaching circumcision as I have done before I met Christ, and as some accuse me of doing now, as necessary for salvation. Why am I still being persecuted? Oh, God, look at that one. It says, in that case, the stumbling block of the cross has been abolished. I wish that those who are troubled by the teaching that circumcision is necessary for salvation would even castrate themselves. Jesus. This is saying that those people who are going against the word of God, those people who are going against you, those people who are criticizing you, telling you who you won't be, who you can't be, who you will never be, these are the people that God is saying that I wish that they would even, that the Paul saying, I wish that they would even go out and castrate themselves. The one who was trying to stop the gospel, who was trying to stop what God is doing in you, that they would even go and castrate themselves, because they are going against the very word that God has placed in you. Jesus, that is good. It says, for you, number 13, for you, my brothers, were called to freedom. Do not let your freedom become an opportunity for the sinful nature, but through love, serve and seek the best for one another. Oh, God, I love that. For you, it says, for the whole law, precept, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, watch out that you are not consumed by one another. And through all of this, I want to give you a title today. And God put in my spirit about 15 minutes ago, I already had a different message. And God put in my spirit about 15 minutes ago, he said, you better move. You better move. Because sin is crouching at your door. I hear God saying, you better move, because that thing that is trying to stop you is trying to crouch at your door. That thing that is trying to hinder you is crouching right at your door. That thing that is ultimately your stumbling block is there crouching at your door. See, rigor mortis, that's the word, God, thank you. Rigor mortis tries to set in when you sit in one place too long. Rigor mortis sets in when you try to be in one place too long. Rigor mortis sets in when there is no movement, when there is no flow, when there is no flow in what that thing is in. But rigor mortis sets in when there is no action, when there is no faith, when there is nothing going on in you. And that's why God says you better move, because rigor mortis is crouching at your door. And see, if we go back to Galatians here, it is saying in verse 7, who you are running the race well, who has interfered and prevented you from obeying the truth? Who stopped you? Oh, God. Who is hindering you? Who is trying to stop you from fulfilling what God has placed in you? Men don't allow, oh, my God, I hear this one. Men don't allow, not any woman to stop you from doing what God has called you to do. Women, Don't allow a man to stop you from doing what God has called you to do. Don't even allow lust. Come on now. Don't allow lust for the eyes to stop you from what God has called you to do. See, as we continue to read, it says down here, it says that we have to be in the Spirit. We have to live according to the Spirit so that we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But that's why God is saying that we better move, because rigor mortis is trying to set in. Rigor mortis is crouching at your door. God is saying that movement means that go in a specific direction or go into a specific manner of change. May change your position. Change where you are. If you sit too long, I hear God saying that rigor mortis is setting in. If you sit in ministry in the same place all the time, then rigor mortis is setting in. If you're not advancing in the prophetic, then rigor mortis is setting in. If you're not advancing in your business, then rigor mortis is going to set in. See, when you just sit, and see, sometimes we sit here and we say, well, I'm waiting on God. But let me share something with you right now. God will cause you to move, even if it's by an inch, even if it's by a centimeter. God will always cause you to move forward in Him. He will always cause your ministry to move forward. He will always cause your life to move forward. He will always cause your marriage and your relationship to move forward. But when we just sit and we're happy or we're complacent on the place that we're in, then that's when that rigor mortis sets in. That's when we become heavy. Oh, God. We become heavy, and we can't move ourselves any longer. We can't move in the direction that God wants us in because we're sitting. We're allowing the pressures of this world. We're allowing people to come in and stop. We're allowing situations to come in and stop us. And God says that who interfered? Who prevented you from obeying what God has spoken to you? My God. And He said, even those little things in your life, those little sins, those little things that is causing you just to sit there, those little things that are causing you not to move forward, those little foxes that spoil the vine, those little leavens that leaven at the whole lump, all of those little things is what is causing the people of God not to fully move forward in who God has called you to be. He's saying, who has hindered you? Who has interfered you? Who has prevented you from moving forward in Him? And see, when we talk about movement, it means that you got to budge. Oh, come on now. I hope y'all say these words out loud with me. Movement means budge. I want y'all to say that out loud with me. Movement means budge. Movement means a shift. Movement means a motion. Movement means take action. Movement means to relocate. Movement means that sometimes you're going to make a U-turn and go back. Oh, God. Sometimes movement means that you are at about faith. Sometimes movement means make progress. Movement means advance. Movement means development. Movement means momentum. Oh, God. Movement means excelling. Movement means being eager. Movement means doing what God has called you to do. God is saying to move tonight, y'all. There is some of us, I'm about finished here, but there are some of us that we have stopped in our tracks. There are some of us who have been in the same place for many years. There are some of us who in our minds have been stuck, in our spirits have been stuck, in our relationships have been stuck, in our love, time that you begin to move. God is saying that you better move. He said, because rigor mortis may be setting in. He's saying you've got to move so that you can do and fulfill the calling that He's called you into. He's saying to take some motion, take action. He's saying to do about faith and do that thing again. He's saying make that progress, make that advancement, make that development. Do what God has called you to do. Who is hindering you from doing what God has called you to do? Who is interfering with you? Who is preventing you from obeying what God has called you to do. It says, this persuasion of men is not from God who called you. See, when we just sit and we don't do, we can't say, well, it's because of God. Because this even says, it says that this persuasion is not from God. This deception is not from God who called you. I did not tell you just to sit there and wait. He said, I'm telling you to make some movement. Who hindered you? God's saying it's not me. God's saying it's not me. God is saying it's not me. Oh, God, I hear this. He's saying that if your ministry is not moving, it's not my fault. Ooh, Jesus. If your ministry is not progressing, I hear God saying it's not my fault. Mm-hmm. He's saying that if your marriage is not moving, it is not my fault. He's saying that if your business is not moving, it is not my fault. He says that if your relationships are not moving, it is not my fault. He said if you're not progressing in the prophetic, it is not my fault. Oh, God, glory to your name. See, we got to blaming God. We got to, and how do we blame God, you ask? Because we sit there and we say, I'm waiting on God. And see, many times we say that because we don't want to move. Many times we say that because we don't want to progress forward. Many times we say that because we have fear, not of failure, but we have fear of success. Oh, God. I was talking to my wife a few months ago, whatever it was, and we were talking with each other, and we said, you know what? We're not scared to fail. We're not scared to fail, we said, because we failed so many times in our life. But do you know what we were scared of? Success. Because success means that we are accountable. Success means that there's responsibility. Success means that there's ownership in what we're doing. So God is saying that don't be scared of the success. My God. And he's saying, you better move. I need y'all to say that out loud. I better move. Say it out loud. I better move. Say it out loud. I'm moving right now. I got to move. I better move. I'm moving forward. I'm progressing forward. I refuse to go back. I refuse to die. I refuse to give in. I refuse not to do. I refuse to throw in the towel. I refuse to give up. I refuse to not believe. I refuse. I refuse. I refuse. So God is saying for us tonight that you better move. He's saying because rigor mortis is trying to crouch at your door. He's saying that the rigor mortis is trying to persuade you that you're not effective any longer. The rigor mortis is trying to persuade you that there's no ministry left in you. Rigor mortis is trying to stand in and tell you that you're too old to do what God has called you to do. Rigor mortis is standing in and saying that you're not this and you're not that. You don't have the right feature. You don't have the right curve. You don't have the right body shape. The enemy's coming in. Who has stopped you? Who has interfered? Who has prevented you from obeying what God has called you to do? Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We thank you, God. We glorify you. So God is saying today, move. I want everybody to get up that is listening right now. Get up off your couches. Get up off your beds. Get up off your chairs, wherever that you are in your house. And I hear God saying, begin to move around in your home. Begin to move around if you're outside. Begin to move around even if you're in your car. Get out of your car if you're not driving. Get out of your car and begin to walk around your car. I hear God saying that it is time that we move. He said that if you can see this thing in the natural, then you will do this thing in the spirit. He said when you see the vision, when you see the vision, when you understand the vision, and when you latch hold to the vision, then God is saying that you will be able to fulfill the vision. God is saying that you'll be able to see the vision. God says that you'll be able to accomplish the vision. God is saying, who hindered you? Who is interfering with you? If it is people, I hear God saying, release yourself. I hear God saying, if it is people, I'm hindering you, release yourself. My God. And I hear God saying, well, I hear people saying, well, I don't have anyone. If I leave, I don't have anyone. Who am I going to be with? Who am I going to be under? Who's going to teach me? Who's going to do this and who's going to do that? But I hear God saying, if they are interfering, if they are preventing you, then I hear God saying, remove yourself. Release yourself. And God, oh, thank you, God. Thank you, oh, Jesus, glory to your name, glory to your name. I hear God saying that, release, move. Ah, oh, Jesus, this is confirmation for someone. God is saying, release yourself from that ministry. Move yourself from that ministry. If they are a hindrance, they are a stumbling block, if they are preventing you from obeying what God has put in your spirit, I hear God saying, movement. Mm-hmm. I hear God saying, you better move. Uh-huh. He's saying, you better move. You better move. He said, because if you stay there two more years, then rigor mortis will set in, and you will not be able to move. You will be there in 10 years from now. You'll be there in 15 years from now. God is saying that the movement is today. The movement is now. The movement is in this. Is in the timing right now. The timing is now for the movement. The timing is now for the movement. My God. But I also hear God saying, don't just get up and leave because you're not happy. Uh-huh. That's not what God's saying. Don't get up and leave somewhere just because they don't shake your hand. Don't get up and leave because they haven't put you in the pulpit. Don't get up and leave because you don't get to lead any songs. I hear God saying that as you move forward, I will open up every door, every window, every entrance that is needed in your life if you just move forward. Dear Lord God, we love you today. We thank you today. We glorify you today. This word is from Marvin Prevost, too. I got to move forward. I got to move forward. I must move forward. I got to move. I better move. I better do what God has told me to do. I better do and accomplish this thing that God has put in me to do. I got to do this, y'all. And for every one of you, you got to do it. You got to, and I know that's not a word, got to, but I'm adding it. You got to move. You better move. You have to move. You have to do what God has told you to do. You got to do it. I hear God saying that some of us, even God, because God has told you specifically some things that you have to do. God has told you specifically some people that you got to release yourself from. Specific friends, oh, God, specific churches, specific members, specific people, specific. God is saying that you got to release. You got to come from that thing that is hindering you. Because when you stand before God on Judgment Day, he's going to say, who hindered you? Oh, God, you can't bring up, well, such and such and such and such and such and such and this person and that person. God is going to say, who hindered you? My God. It says you are running the race well. You were running the race well. And we've allowed some things to hinder us, Pastor E. I'm about to give this over to you, Pastor. But I hear the Lord saying that, who hindered you? We were running. We were running. We were running. At the beginning of 2017, God says that we were running. At the beginning of 2017, when we went in our 30-day fast and 21-day Daniel fast, and we went in our 20 or 14-day whatever fast that you call it, we were running that race. We were at high speed running the race, expecting God to do something in 2017. Now we're in the month of April, and we have stopped. We have slowed down. We have stopped the movement because of someone, because of something, we have allowed it to stop and hinder us. He's saying, stop the excuses. He's saying, stop the excuses. Stop the blame. Stop not fulfilling what he told you to do. Quit making excuses. Ah, Jesus. God, I pray for your people today. God, I pray for your people today. God, that whatever is blocking them, whatever is stopping stopping them, whatever is hindering them, whatever is preventing them, fearing in their life. God, I ask you that you will remove those stumbling blocks. God, I'm asking you that you will remove the hindrances. God, I'm asking you that you will remove the things that are stopping every one of your people from doing what you said to do. God, remove those things, I ask you. Hold back the hand of the enemy. Hold back the fiery darts of the enemy. Hold back what the enemy's trying to do. Hold back what the enemy's trying to stop. Hold back what the enemy's trying to interfere in, God. And even hold back the people that is interfering with what you said. My God. Glory to you. So, God, we ask that you put that movement in us. God, I ask that you put that shifting and that motion and that action, progress, the advancement and the development in us, God. I ask that you'll move us at such a quicker pace, God, that we will move so quickly that we won't even recognize the people that we're leaving. Oh, God. God, that we will move so quickly that even the people won't even know that we've left that quickly. My God. Put us from 0 to 60 in 3.5 seconds, God. Take us from 0 to 80 in 5.9 seconds, Lord. Move us. God, not us to move us, but God, you move us. Don't allow us to make any more excuses. Don't allow us to do and make someone else. But God, move us. Move us, God, I ask you. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How you gonna give it? How you gonna try to turn it over to me? And I'm moving. I'm in every crack and crevice of where I'm at. I'm on the move, and you give me an assignment. Do you want me to sit down? Come on now. I'm trying to man
up.
Keep on,
you can move and talk at the same time.
Oh, you know I can. I'm just messing with you. Man, awesome word, because I am moving, and constantly the word is, I know this was a specific word for one individual, but, you know, I want to encourage somebody out there. When you hear a good word, go forward, go ahead and latch on. Go ahead and latch on and claim it as your word. If it's dealing with your system, your situation, your circumstance, go ahead and latch on to the anointing and say, oh, no, that's for me. Even though that direct person needs to grab onto it too. If you're out there right now and you have a prayer request, or you would like to touch the apostle tonight and receive a word of prophecy, or just a word of encouragement, dial 1 right now. We want to open up the lines and give you an opportunity to come in and join this broadcast, Man Up the Movement. Pastor Dwayne Collins out of Madison, Wisconsin, man of God, what's up?
Man, I'm running. I'm in my apartment. I'm just running around. I run from the bedroom back to the front room. I was sitting in my little chair.
I'm touching doorposts. I'm touching corners. Man, I'm trying to touch the roof. I don't jump as high as I used to, so I had to get my chair, but I touched the roof.
Man, that word, man, was an awesome word, man. It's. And, you know, the great thing about it, he said, you know, who hindered you? You know, you can't have no excuse. God gave you a word in the prophetic. He gave you a prophetic word, you know. He gave you a prophetic word. So we get to walk out the prophetic word, but we can't have no excuse. Because you can't go to, when you face a judgment, you can't say, well, my toe stopped me, or my lack of understanding got in the way. He said, who hindered you? I received that word, man, and that was for me. That was a word for me, man. I really truly appreciate it. That was for us. That was on time word, though.
Amen.
Awesome, man. We manning up. James Hudson from Showtime, Houston, Texas. Man up. What's going on, bro?
I'm running. I'm on the trail.
I'm running.
I don't usually sweat, but I'm sweating now. I'm sweating too. Quit making up excuses. I just started running even faster. Oh boy, here we go. Stop making up excuses. When God has spoken to your heart and told you, I've given you everything that you need, what are you waiting for? So many people saying, oh, I'm waiting on God. He said, no, I'm waiting on you. You ain't waiting on me. I done gave you everything you need. Quit making up excuses and do what I told you to do. Boy, I tell you, man, that was a word, man.
Word.
That was a word for me. That was, well, yeah, I'm telling you, I'm out of breath because I'm telling you, I'm really running. I'm not joking. Because I'm telling you, oh, my God. Oh, my, that ain't nothing but confirmation for me. I'm telling you, and I've been telling you for the last, I don't know, last month, every time I come on this phone, I said, man, Spirit of God just sent James. I done told you, and I done told you, and I done gave you everything you need. Everything you need. And you know it's going to always be somebody trying to put something in your way. But when God, when that Spirit of God is talking to you, man, and you can't deny it, when you done talk with God so much and you know his voice, when you know he's talking to you and he's telling you, I done gave you what you need. What you waiting on? What you waiting on?
Yeah.
What you waiting on? What are you waiting on? What are you waiting? You said you want to bless people. You want to help people. I done gave you everything you need, and what you doing? You got it right there in your hand. Just quit making up what excuses.
Excuses.
And get up and get it done. What's the problem? Ain't nothing stopping you. Ain't no roadblocks in your way, because I ain't going to let nothing get in your way when I say it's time. Boy, I tell you, when that Spirit tell you it's time, you're talking about a breakthrough? Yeah, you know, what God is saying, like, you guys keep talking about breakthroughs, don't even know a breakthrough. You don't even understand when the wall done come down. Well, you've been kicking on and kicking on with the bricks falling all on top of your head, and you still don't want to realize the wall that came down.
Mm.
Oh, my God. This, oh, my God. I tell
you,
man.
I hear it ringing in the atmosphere. It's a Shabbat.
Man, I'm telling you, it's the atmosphere. I mean, I'm telling you, I know there's a lot of people, man, that don't understand that they break through. They've already broken through. They just don't even realize it. That's the point. You done already broke through. You just don't even realize. He said, I gave you everything you need. Now, what are you waiting on? You're still thinking God's going, what, just pour it out on top of your head? He said, no. There it is. Go get it. You know.
Well, you know, the Bible says that everything God has done is finished, complete. You can't add to it or take away from it.
No, he ain't going to take away from it.
He does require an accountability for our past, but once we've repented, he says he is faithful and just to forgive all our unrighteousness, that we can get into the line and say, I'm really worthy to be a child of God.
Yeah, I tell you what.
And I'm running. Yeah, it's my time.
I'm running. Well, I just want to let him know that was a word for me, man, and I'm running so much. I have to kind of calm myself down because I see what God is doing with me. So I ain't worried about nothing and nobody because he done already told me. It's his time. So I said, you know what? I'm finna show you how fast I can run because I'm not playing around no more. Really and truly not, because there's too many people that you can be blessing and could be helping, and time waits on no man. They're gonna give you so much time, and that's it. And so, you know, you can sit there in the stands if you want to, or you can get out there on the track and run.
Let's make it happen. let's make it happen.
You can get out there and make it happen. Bless you, man. I got to get off this phone. I'm sweating. I got to go in here and get the pool, man.
We know what you're doing on Tuesday nights, and you're not a guest here. We know you're at the gym.
I got to do my cool down now. Y'all done got me all heated up. I'm some Marvin and got me sweating over here.
Ooh,
so I don't normally sweat. I think the lady next to me like, man, you sweat. You don't never sweat. Well, I'm sweating tonight because I'm running.
I'm running.
Showing up,
love you, man.
Love you guys. Take care.
All right. God bless
you,
man.
Love you, too.
Anybody else, come on, dial one. We got an opportunity for you to ask a question, make a comment, receive prayer, receive agreement, receive a prophetic word, if that is what thus saith the Lord. Dial one right now. Area code 323, last four, 9003. You're live on Man Up the Movement.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sharon Glory, and I thought the pastor was talking straight to me, and I'm uplifted. And I believe what every word he said, and I just want to ask for prayer too. My brother's wife died yesterday.
Jesus.
And I just need a little prayer.
No, you need a lot of prayer, because we are going to stand in agreement with you. Pastor Marvin is going to unleash this anointing. But I just want to say to you right now, we want to embrace you. We want to embrace you with love. We want to embrace you with protection. We want to embrace you with family atmosphere, that as God pours through this prayer, you'll feel the encampment of the body of Christ around and about you to support you in this hour of need. Pastor Marvin.
God, we pray for this woman of God right now, and we pray for this woman of God. We pray for this family, God. We ask you, God, that you will pour out your spirit on this whole family, that you will pour out your love upon this whole family, that you will pour even mercy and grace upon this whole family, God. I pray that you will pour out a peace that surpasses all understanding, God. I pray that you will be with them and that you will even do changes in some people, God, that you will even transform some people even through this tragedy, God. I pray, God, that you will get glory and that you will cause some people to be blessed even through this, God. You know, and you know what they need, God. And so I ask you that you would just pour out upon every one of them that peace that surpasses all understanding, God.
Right now,
let them know, God, that you are with them. Let them know, God, that you will never leave them and that you will never forsake them. God, that you have never left their side. And so, God, we thank you. And I hear
thank
that for you again. He said, over and over and over again have I done it for you. Over and over and over again have I blessed you. Over and over and over again have I been with you through the trials and the tribulations and the heartache and the distresses. I've been with you over and over and over and over again. And he said, don't think that I won't be with you this time. Because he said, I will be with you even closer than I have. He said, over and over and over again. Ah, Jesus. I hear him saying, you are my daughter. He said, I won't leave my
glory
daughter. I will not let go of my daughter. I will not forget about my daughter. You are my daughter. You are mine. And he said, I will take care of you. I will give you peace. And I hear God saying, I'm even going to give you the words to say to your family. I'm going to give you the words to encourage your own family. God is saying, I'm going to put in your mouth what to say to be a blessing to your family. He said, because I did it over and over and over and over again. My God, thank you, Lord. Amen. We thank you, God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. Much love.
I'm going to say this to you, Sharon. I am available for anything you guys need. And you know how I roll. I'm there for you in any capacity you need, from setting up tables to preaching to singing to whatever you guys need that it's going to cost you something. I want to put myself out there to be available for you.
Thank you so much.
You know, how we do it. We know how we do it. I love you too.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Pastor.
Woo, glory. Come on, dial one. We still got a couple more minutes, and we can allow the Holy Spirit to continue to flow here. I want you to say, just as we're talking, as we're communing, and as we're praying, that you stand in agreement, and that you just are saying, oh, yes, Father, your will, your will, your will, that we aren't sitting here questioning. When we pray, we know things change. When we pray, we know God is moving on our behalf, because it's not our will, but the will of the Father. Area code 760, last four. 4851. You are live on Man of the Movement.
Apostle Prevost, you really blessed me on tonight. Prophetess Joanne Stiles, I'm just looking at all the things that you have said in the last few weeks, and you just always bless me every time I come on your line. And I thank God for you on tonight. If you just pray for me and the ministry which I'm in, that I'm trying to do, I'd greatly appreciate you. Even
yes.
More.
Yes, and right before I ask for you, I just want to share this with everyone, that as the other pastor, he said that he was at the gym, and the Lord just put in my spirit, he said, if you run, you will lose the weight. And we look at that in the natural, but even in the spirit, God says, if you run, that weight that so easily besets you, you will lose the weight. So you can't stay stationary in the natural and expect the weight to come off of you. Ah, Jesus, I feel that one. You cannot sit stationary in the natural or in the spirit and expect the weight to fall off of you. So I speak to you right now, woman of God, that you will begin to run this race like you have never run this race before.
In the name of Jesus.
And I hear God saying that as you run this race,
than the weight that so easily besets you, the weight that is trying to destroy you, the weight that is trying to stop you.
Jesus.
I hear God saying that the weight is going to come off. My God.
Hey.
It is going to fall off. And I hear
shake
God saying that you got to run this thing. I hear God saying you've got to move in this thing. I hear God saying that you've got to do this thing. Hey,
woo.
God, hallelujah.
Thank
he
God.
Said, do it. Run.
I'm
if
moving,
you
I'm
run,
running.
Woman of God,
I'm running,
you
I'm
will
running.
Lose the weight.
I'm jumping, I'm
if
jumping.
If you run, woman of God,
hallelujah.
You will lose the weight. Ah, thank you, God. Glory to your name.
Glory.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
God. That's the prayer for your ministry. God, I hear God saying, I've already spoken to you. I've already told you. And I hear him saying, the word for you tonight is if you run, you will lose the weight.
I'm running.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm
running.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Woo!
God bless you,
God.
God.
God bless you both. God bless you.
God bless you.
You know, Apostle, I, as you were speaking, it just was a confirmation that it's some folks out there that just can't shake some things, talking about people, places, and things. But if you run to the Lord, see, we ain't talking about running away. We were talking about running too. If you run to the Lord, you ain't got to tell them don't come around no more. You ain't got to tell them they're not welcome no more. You ain't got to tell them that they don't fit your lifestyle no more, because they're going to see the running in you because you're running to the Lord, and they ain't going to have no other reason either to catch up and run with you or do what they do on their own. Stop.
That's right.
You know, Holy Spirit, some of us are so condemned with other people's thoughts and feelings and actions.
Yeah.
We feel like we're condemned because of other people. No, you better start running to the Lord and know what the God has for you is for you, and you better run and get it.
Yeah.
Everything else will shake you.
Woo,
glory.
Amen.
That was the word for me.
You will lose the weight. If you
lose
the weight. You will lose the weight. My
physically,
God.
Spiritually,
amen.
Mentally,
Jesus.
Spiritually, physically, woo. mentally, physically, and spiritually. If you run, you'll lose the weight. Come on, let's shake off some weight tonight. I can't sit down. I had to put my earpiece on because I'm still, I'm running. Look, I've been hanging with the rappers. Look, I've been hanging out with my Jesus boys, and we've been on the stroll. We've been doing it, and I'm like really pumped up, fired up. A voice is all out of there, but I'm running. Woo. Minister Charlene out of San Diego, California, welcome to Man Up to Movement. I was going to wake up. Man Up to Movement.
Praise the Lord. I know this is a Man Up Movement, but I just said I'm not
just the movement tonight. This is just a movement tonight. This is the running movement.
Yeah.
I just want to say the message was fire, and I'm not too proud to ask for prayer. Truly, I've been seeking the heart, spirit, mind, will, and purpose of God for my life, and the intensity of him, I believe, taking me higher, tugging me higher, leading me higher. I know it's not a motive of high-mindedness, but high into deeper revelation, instruction, guidance, and direction in ministry, soul winning. There's just a lot of things he's been dealing with in my spirit for a while, but even still, just staying sensitive to what he has me to speak, when to speak it, how to speak it, that it's effective to the souls, hearts, minds that he's sending those words to, that he is glorified.
Yes, amen. And I do hear the Lord saying for you, he's saying, do not beat yourself up.
Huh.
You are your worst critic. That's what I hear him saying. You are your worst critic. That's what you are. You are your worst critic.
You
got me
running. I'm running.
Running. You overanalyze too much. You overanalyze yourself too much, and you put and you cause yourself to be. Oh my God! I'm not saying that you are the cause of a hindrance, but I hear God saying, "But when you put yourself in that place where you overanalyze, then it causes you to stop." Because you think that people don't appreciate, you think that people don't recognize, you think that people don't see the calling that's in your life. But I hear God saying, don't overanalyze, just do what I called you to do. You don't need any pat on the back. You don't need any affirmations or confirmations. I hear God saying, just do what I called you to do.
Oh, my God.
Don't overanalyze yourself anymore. So, God, I pray that the overanalyzation will cease, stop as of today in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
That she will walk
yes,
in freedom.
Lord.
She will run
yes,
in
Lord.
Freedom today
I'm running,
in the
running.
Name of Jesus.
I'm running,
you will
I'm running.
Run
yes,
in freedom. That's your
I'm
word,
running,
minister.
Running,
you
I'm
will
running.
Run in freedom. Ah, God.
Thank
that's
you.
It. You will run in freedom.
I receive
thank
it.
You, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
God bless you, woman of God.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
God bless
Lord.
You.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. 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 It's flowing. It's flowing. It's flowing. Anything else? Go ahead. If you got something to share, go ahead.
Who, me?
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking to me? Oh.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I just thank God for, you know, his spirit that is not limited to location, time, or even he's so amazing in his intellect that he knows when he's going to send a right now rhema word to the hearts, minds, and souls and spirits of his people and to those who he's drawing out of darkness. He's drawing them closer to his heart to let them know that he loves them. And, you know, sometimes the word is hard, it's strong, but, you know, it's on point and it's for the purpose of setting the captives free. So I just thank God because I want to be definitely free, and I know I'm free, free from people, free from opinion, free from myself. You know, and it's a humbleness because I crave, you know, to please the Lord. So, amen.
Oh, my God.
Amen.
But confirmation amen. Is everything.
Amen.
Yes, it is. Amen.
I'd rather ride with confirmation. Ooh, that alignment.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. That one accord. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that's the true sigh of relief.
Well, I know I'm different than I came tonight. I am not the same person that started this broadcast this evening. I am different. I am changed. I am rearranged, and I am transforming by the renewing of my mind because I'm seeing it's not about my thoughts but about the thoughts of the Lord that say you, he has better for you, and he wants to see you
Amen.
Do great, and he's beautifully made you, and he wants to pull you up to a higher level before he'll ever do me. Now, the other people you should, and this is the way it should flow, is as I'm praying that same prayer, those same prayers should be prayed back to me because I want the best for you.
Amen.
You want the best for me. There's no worse for anybody. Everybody
Amen.
Is good. Everybody is on the same level. Everybody is being used by God in such an ultimate way that he gets
yeah.
the, God, the glory, the honor, and the praise. Come on, dial one if you want to get in on this conversation, need prayer, just want to comment on this thing tonight. You got to keep running. Don't stop. Don't quit. I tell y'all all the time, this is not a graduation with God. This is an elevation. You can't stay dormant.
Oh.
Don't wait on the Lord. You'll be waiting. Hold on to his unchanging hand. His, change on, his hand don't change, but yours does. You'll be holding on. Move, run it. Oh,
Jeez.
Faith without works is dead. I'm running, I'm running, I'm running, I'm running.
Running.
Hallelujah. Evangelist Virginia Valentine from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You are a man up the movement.
Hallelujah. Good afternoon, Pastor E.
Hey, I know you running.
And good afternoon to you, Apostle Marvin.
Did you?
God bless you.
Did you put your gym shoes on?
I was sitting in the bed. And I jumped out of this bed. I went down my hallway. I went through my kitchen. I came back through the den. And I went through the living room and back to the hall and back to my bedroom. I'm running. I am running.
Woo.
And man Jesus. Of God, Apostle Marvin, and to you, Pastor Eve, when I woke up this morning, thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. I got two words God spoke to me this morning, and I've written it down, and I'm looking at it right now. He said to me, high hopes.
Oh, Jesus, high hopes.
High hopes.
Oh, glory.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been meditating on that word all day. And meditate and just meditated and thanking God and loving on God. He told me this morning, he said, high hope. He was speaking that to me this morning, high hope.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
High hopes. I'm running for my high
yes.
hopes. I am running
yes.
for my high hopes, y'all.
Yeah. My God, my God.
And she jumped out of the bed and ran all the way through the house.
I went from my bedroom down the hallway, through the kitchen, through my den, back to the living room.
High hope.
It's like God is telling me, hallelujah, Jesus.
High hope.
High hopes.
Come on.
Ooh,
yes, Jesus.
Ooh, Jesus.
High hopes.
Yes. High hopes. And I listen at you, Apostle Marvin. You're talking about move. You said you better move. You didn't say just move. You said you better move. God was speaking to you, telling the people, you better move.
Yes, yes.
Move. And they back during the days when my parents was living, they had this song out saying, you got to move.
Oh.
You got to move. Mm. Although you move so-so, but you got to move. When God get ready, he say, you got to move.
That's right.
And you just brought up a time, you better move.
You better move.
You better move. You can't sit still. You got to move.
It don't work if you're not moving. It don't work.
It don't move. Hallelujah.
We got to keep it real up in here. If you ain't moving, it don't work. You're playing games.
Yeah. It don't work. That's good.
And Apostle Marvin.
Yes, ma'am.
I listen at you every second Tuesday you come on.
First Tuesday.
You're such anointed, powerful man of God.
Amen.
And you bring forth that word, God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God for you.
Amen. Amen.
I thank God for the word tonight. That
yes,
went
Lord.
Forward.
Yeah.
I thank God for the word that went forward. You better move.
Woo, now.
And I was moving. I've been moving in this house. I've been moving. I've been on the move. And I'm on the move for God, man of God.
Yes, yes.
High hopes, and you better move.
I'm running. I'm running.
You better move. High hopes. You better move. High hopes.
Running to my home.
Better move.
I'm running to my home.
And I went through this house. I went through this house just like I was on roller skate.
Jesus.
I see, because I'm not going to let nothing stop me. I'm going to move. I am. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
Better move.
You better move.
Hallelujah. And not only am I moving, I'm running.
I'm running.
I'm running. I am running.
Y'all better stop playing with that running thing. Y'all better stop playing.
I am running.
High hopes, you better move.
In Jesus. High hopes.
You better move.
In Jesus.
High hopes. You better move.
In Jesus. Oh, my God. You better move. I'm running.
You better move.
It's like he told me. He was saying to me this morning, high hopes. I got high hopes for you. I'm taking you higher. High hopes, Jesus.
We bless your name, Lord. You are glorified. You are magnified. High hopes.
Yes.
Because I'm running. Oh, Jesus.
Yes. I can hear your voice. She there. High hope. Oh, man of God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Now we're going to close this out with a debut single here on the Now Network. You may not like Christian rap, but you need to listen to this sound tonight. This is from my friend, personal friend of mine, Pyrex, out of Houston, Texas. And he's talking about running. High hope.
We're going to do something like that. I'm running. I'm running. Ran up on the plug.
Appreciate it in Jesus' name.